Stack, this is dictating on Michael Blanky. B, B as in boy, B-L-A-N-K-E, Blanky Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Please make a copy for Dr. Cheryl Cooper, S-H-A-R-R-E-L-L, Cooper, M-D. Date of birth, the patient is 10-31-56. Date of visit, 1-13-23. Next paragraph. Dear Cheryl, thank you for sending Michael Blanky. I'm sorry, not Blanky. Please change that. It's Michael Blank. B-L-A-N-K. Michael Blank. It's not Blanky, I'm sorry. Michael Blank, not Blanky. Michael Blank, date of birth is 10-31-56. Dear Cheryl, thank you for sending Michael Blank, B-L-A-N-K, for a primary evaluation. Next paragraph, his present illness. This is a 66-year-old male with a history of COVID infection in November 22, had a cough with persistent chest congestion, wheezing, and was given an oral antibiotic for 1 week, and subsequently was sent for a CT chest on November 25, 22. The patient had bilateral patchy pulmonary infiltrates showing multifocal pneumonia and mediastinal and hilar lymphadenopathy, which was consistent with viral pneumonia. Since November, the patient's symptoms have improved somewhat, and he does have some chest tightness with shortness of breath with exertion, and has had no recent chest x-ray done. Still has a cough, but does not bring up much sputum, and denies fevers, chills, night sweats, or hemoptysis. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for lumbar disc surgery at L4 and 5. He also had right hip replacement surgery. And he has had history for pneumonia. In the 1970s and 80s, and has had an esophageal ulcer that was treated. He has history of hypertension. Next paragraph, allergies. Allergies none listed. Next paragraph. Habits: patient smoked 3 packs per day for 12 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol moderately. Next paragraph. family history. Father died of lung cancer. One sister died of lung cancer, as well as a brother. Mother also had COPD and lung cancer. Next paragraph, habits of patient, next paragraph, system review, the patient has no fatigue or fever, denies cataracts or glaucoma, has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary symptoms. He has a persistent cough and no wheezing, but has shortness of breath with exertion. He has reflux symptoms, no abdominal pains, no diarrhea. He has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains. He has no palpitations or leg swelling. He has depression. And he has easy bruising, his joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has had memory loss and no headaches or blackouts, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This is a middle-aged, well-built, white male with no acute distress. There was no pallor, cyanosis, or superfluidema. Blood pressure 170 over 80, pulses 62, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 230, saturation 98. HE India norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucous edematous, throat was clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And decreased excursions and occasional crackles of the lung bases. Heart, the heart sounds regular on an S2 with no murmur, no S3. Abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. And the extremities, no lesions, no edema. Extremities revealed duplex edema. And there is no calf tenderness. Reflex is a 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one. Bilateral pulmonary infiltrates with history of COVID-19 pneumonia. Number two is hypertension. Number three, probable underlying COPD. Number four is history of depression. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a follow-up chest CT this month and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies and a 2D echocardiogram. You will also be advised to use an incentives parameter QID and use a Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. The patient will the patient was advised to have a uh, polysomnographic study done. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Cheryl Cooper. Can you please mention if a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks? Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Cheryl Cooper, MD. Charrell Cooper, MD. Thank you, Dr. Susan.